Board. Here we go. Hi, this is Bruce back again with Molly Engstrom, head women's hockey coach here at the University of Maine. You had one game this weekend. For some reason, they made you play it on Sunday all the way out at the Gutterson Fieldhouse in Burlington. But what a great 3-1 game. A consistent effort all three periods. I think you got to have almost all positive takeaways.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a great rebound for the group. Played a team game. We focused a lot on just, you know, goal scoring and entries. Trying to help them with that piece of it. 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, recognizing when you have a 3-on-2. So for Rubel and Vandy to score that nice 2-on-1 goal was nice, and then changed up our power play personnel and was able to get that power play goal. And then Border, you know, with her speed, I think she had 3 or 4 breakaways in that game. Yeah. So for her to find the net on the one was nice.
Yeah, well, it was the Vandalese goal was great because I think everybody in the arena thought Alyssa was going to shoot.
Yeah.
She held it just long enough. Yeah. And then I will be teasing Adrienne and say, I could have scored that one. That was a nice open net. But to see her working it as a forward and that long stick and the long reach, it's been good. One of the other things that was really on display was your team speed. Mm-hmm. Vermont kept thinking they had some kind of a breakaway, or they thought they had an odd man rush, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen. A lot of that was because the D were not afraid to step up. The D was not constantly retreating. Is that something you've been working on too?
Yeah, definitely. That gap, an establishing gap early, and then I think the whole team did a good job of playing from the inside out. So we got into trouble against Vermont here. The last time we played them, of our D getting stuck on the wall, and then our F3 is low, and then that turns into an odd man. So I think as a group, they made a good adjustment.
You got great goaltending again. Lahtinen has shown herself to be a Hockey East first-tier goalie, and that's got to bode really well for the future. We've had good goalies here in the past. I mean, goalies have gone on and played in the pros, but she has a calmness about her. And an almost expressionless look after a great save.
Yeah.
That kind of cool is something a goalie really has to have.
Yeah, I completely agree with you in terms of a top tier Hockey East goalie. And she's almost like a little bit of a dark horse right now because in my opinion, because we haven't been coming away with the W's, but we're right there.
Yeah.
And I think if we continue to make adjustments as a team with the consistency that Kia is showing, even when we're giving up grade A chances and 2-on-1s. We rewatched the game against Boston College. She played unbelievable. We're happy to have her. You know, her demeanor is awesome. It works for the team and it works for her.
And you've got your younger defensemen are really starting to click.
Yeah.
You see them making fewer mistakes, fewer turnovers. Jaden Brett had some moves in that game where she kept that puck, kept the puck, kept the puck, kept the puck, and then boom, it works.
Yeah.
That kind of confidence in a young player is uncommon. I mean, you need to have a little swagger with it. And I see that in her. I see it in Curl. You know, the sort of I'm out here because I'm supposed to be out here. That's got to be infectious for the whole team.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, it's great energy. And we need confidence. I think what's great about them is they still have the humility to continue to learn the position. Like, that's the difference, I think, between being a young player thinking I'm a superstar and having that growth mindset of going, hanging on to that confidence, but having the humility to go, I can make some changes here. I can work on my angles. I can make better decisions with my steps or my shots or whatever it is.
Fewer of your shots were getting blocked, which has been a problem. It hits somebody's shin pad, suddenly it's a 2-on-1.
Yeah.
So it seemed like both the shot selection and finding a lane are better than they were early on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's part of that growth mindset and the ability and the willingness for them to want to make those adjustments. So that's showing up in how they're playing.
Well, you got a big task ahead of you. I am so excited because this is how you get better. You play the best of the best, and Wisconsin is clearly one of the very best teams, and it's every year. I mean, you make the list of who's going to be in the top five. Okay, we got Minnesota, we got Wisconsin, we got Ohio State in the last several years, and that's where you want this program to get. Mm-hmm. And it is the best part of doing something like this, being on the ice, understanding that what's going on is what you want to have go on. I mean, as a player, I always felt that when you're playing people that are way better than you, you're trying to just catch the speed and the strength of the whole game. Is that the major benefit?
Yeah, I think it's going to be great for them to see where they stand.
Yeah.
I mean, in a lot of ways, I think we have some of the speed that Wisconsin has.
Yeah.
But they'll be able to see what separates them from us. And it's going to be the playmaking, the decision-making, the ability to see the opportunity when it's there.
Yeah.
You know, they're fierce goal scorers.
Oh, God.
So we had them watch the whole team. We sent out one period of this past weekend's game, Wisconsin's game. So they watched it, and we talked about it today. So I think that alone, just for them to see 20 minutes of them through the – and us not – teaching, coaching everything.
Right.
I think they're excited to see how they stack up.
So I would think the only players who might have ever played Wisconsin, Grinder might have been at Ohio State when they played Wisconsin, right? And I don't know if did St. Cloud play Ohio play Wisconsin? Yeah. So you've got some kids that have seen this up close.
Yeah.
And speaking of Grinder, I thought she had a great game.
Yeah.
I thought one of the best games I've ever seen her play.
Yeah.
The rest of the kids have just never seen this before.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun. I suspect that there will be just a little bit of a snarl in your team. They'll like, yeah, we know who they are.
Yeah.
They put on their skates just like we do.
Right.
So I'm really excited, and I hope everybody listen to us. Come out and see this team play. Because you don't look at the record at the moment, because look at all the one-run losses, as they say in baseball. You're right on the cusp of getting there, and this will be a fun weekend.
Definitely.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. Always a pleasure, and I'll check back with you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yep. All right, we'll send this up.